I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
My wife Joelle and I have just been called out to the Westway Office Park, which borders the Roosevelt Nature Reserve. There's what sounds like a black mamba that's just gone into a garden there. I have caught mambas there before. I mean, it's bordering Roosevelt, which is prime mamba habitat. I've caught quite a lot of snakes at this office park, actually, because of where they're situated. It sounds like security have spotted the snake. It's just gone into a garden, but by the sounds of things, they can see it, I think. That's what it sounds like. But there's a lot of panic in there, so we're going to go check it out. There's a good chance we won't catch it, but it depends, because some of the gardens are pretty big and expansive. Some are pretty small, so I'm hoping it's just a small garden and it's a quick and easy catch, because we're a little bit pressed for time. I've got a snake talk shortly, so I'm hoping this is nice, quick and easy, but we'll see.
Right, so we've arrived at Westway Office Park in Westville, and I'm so annoyed because we were called out for one mamba, but there were actually two mambas fighting on the road, two black mambas fighting on the road. That's like a dream call for me. I had it once, it was actually shared on East Coast Radio, two males in a garden in Westville, which I managed to catch. That was amazing. What a privilege to see them fighting. But now they were on the road. I mean, that's two of probably one of the most famous animals in the world fighting on the road. And we missed it. They're in the long thick bush now. I have little hope, but they've just gone in. And the thick bush, probably what, it goes up about 20-30 meters up to another wall. But then it's like 50 meters wide, and then it extends past the fence. So it's not looking great at the moment. But I'm going to wander around, and I'm hoping I hear one move. That's normally how I find snakes in the bush. I hear them moving. So hopefully I've got some good news in a second. Right, so Joel spotted that one, and she waited for me, and I came up. And when I got there, I just saw scales slithering through the honeysuckle thick bush, and I chased it up, went up the embankment. The embankment's covered in wild irises, grass, honeysuckle, all sorts. I chased it for a while, I could hear it, and then suddenly it all stopped. I couldn't find anything. I was in the long grass, I must say. Bit unnerving, standing in thick bush where a mamba could potentially be anywhere, and doesn't matter what shoes you're wearing, mamba can easily bite you on the leg. So I walked up, and at the top of the embankment is a wall, and the first one I'd found was on that wall. Well, not on the wall, against the wall. And I walked along it, and then suddenly I heard movements, and I looked and I could see the tails, the same one I'd chased, just gone straight up. So I chased it along the wall through the irises, and eventually I managed to grab the tail. But then, because the bush is so thick, I had the tail, I was a bit nervous about where that head was going to pop up. But I could feel it was trying to pull away, trying to get away. And I looked and I could see it had wrapped around two of these iris clumps. And it took a little while, but I eventually got the head. So that's one. There were two males fighting on the road. She got an awesome video of it, the one bystander. So there were two, but those males are fighting for a reason, and that's because there's a girl somewhere. So the two of them are fighting for a girlfriend. She must be a really pretty girl, pretty mamba, and she's somewhere in this thick patch of bush between the offices. So there's two left, but admittedly, I think it's game over. The one I chased, the first one I saw, I chased it, and the honeysuckle is just covers the whole bank, and it's so thick you can't even see the ground, and it goes a couple meters. So hang on, I'm gonna walk up and follow the wall. Perhaps it's gone up against the wall again, but we'll see. But yeah, it's not looking great at the moment. Joel's just found one. Is he curled up? Joel's just found one curled up. I chased one another way. Where about?
Okay, so keep going straight.
Oh, I see him, he's on the move. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, got one, got one.
just along the wall. I've got the sail. Just don't have a view of the head. Just be careful. Don't come up, don't come up, because if I let go, it's coming right in your direction. Okay. Posh is so thick.
I know.
No. Okay, I've got it. Okay, I've got one. It's a nice big one. No, I'll come down. This is the one you saw, because it had
a... go around this way.
Yeah. No. I'm happy I got one. But not satisfied. I'm happy I got one, though. That's a black mamba.
How long is it?
2.2, I reckon. 2.3?
Is it a year?
Don't leave it down.
Not sure. That's a male.
Male.
Yeah.
That's one of the two farting.
What does it feel like, Mo?
Muscle. Pure muscle. Once in a lifetime, guys. Once in a lifetime.
Fat, but it's not the longest I've seen. But it's very well fed.
But now, if you get another one, how are you going to put them in there?
He's done it before, but I don't know. We'll see.
Right, well, that's it. I give up. The other one in the bush is just impenetrable. Not gonna get it. As for the female, she might be in that thicket. But I'm not gonna get them. I just wish I saw both of them here. So annoyed, you have no idea. Because that first couple I found farting, they were actually really slow. I mean, they were so tired, I managed to catch both of them, even though one went into the bush. It's moving very slowly. So, disappointing. They are in an office park, so it could well be seen again. I just hope no one kills it. Fortunately, there was a lot of guard and staff and security staff here. So, they all saw, we handed out my cards, so yeah, they should call in future. So, hopefully this mamba doesn't get killed, and hopefully it finds its way back into Risfontein Nature Reserve. But yeah, not a waste. The trip was good fun.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.